Hello, I am Chef Eric Horowitz, and you are listening to the Kids Can Cook podcast, where we get your kids to learn culinary fundamentals, expand their palates, and try new foods, because it's so important for their health and their long-term happiness. Today, we are going to talk about a unique subject that I've seen over 10 years of running Lift Enrichment and teaching tens of thousands of kids through cooking classes with our team of chef teachers, is the different culinary skill levels that are out there. And I'm going to talk about the three levels, kind of a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And within each level, kind of where the child is coming from, why the parents join our cooking classes, what they want to improve on, what key skills they can learn, and what are some good starter recipes to get going with, as well as knife skills that are appropriate for each level. So I look at it as there's three different levels. So the first one, I'm going to refer to students as well, but I won't use their actual names. Is kind of level one, the very beginner, novice, almost has no experience in the kitchen or very little. So an example of this is usually younger kids, maybe 6 to 8 years old. And there's one mom who told him about her daughter, Jessica. The mom's reason for wanting to take a cooking class was because Jessica just had no culinary understanding. She could maybe scramble an egg, but that was about it. Maybe put together a sandwich. But for her, the real issue was, can we teach Jessica some basic skills? Can we get her to at least learn about cooking, just the basics of it, so she, when she's later, you know, a teenager or adult, she can actually make some recipes? Because I think we all know, if you don't start young, it's very, very hard to jump into cooking. I mean, I did it myself. I didn't learn cooking until I was 21, living abroad in a foreign country in Italy, and I really wish, this is kind of what this whole business that I run is about teaching those culinary fundamentals at a young age. Something that we hope parents would do. It's not easy, it's not intuitive. There's danger that comes with it, obviously, with you have flames, you have stovetops, you have knives, but what we do well is breaking it down so it's easy and understandable. So, level one, Jessica, you know, they just need to learn the basics. And for that level, there are some key skills to learn. Something as simple as spreading butter on a piece of bread to make a grilled cheese, or spreading peanut butter or your favorite whatever onto something else. There's also chopping. So let's talk about knife skills for a little bit. The way I see it, there's three levels of knives that we use when we're teaching kids that kind of gets them to understand the basics. There's three types of knives. One is the simple metal butter knife. This is your go-to table knife. It's mildly serrated. It's not sharp. You can, you know, drag it on your finger and you probably won't cut it. And this is a great starting level knife to use, just to get used to holding and gripping the knife, as well as doing some basic chopping. Now, the next level above that is the paring knife. The paring knife is about a 3 to 4 inch blade, typically used by chefs for chopping smaller things like garlic, or, you know, taking the stem off of strawberries. But it's actually nice for a child to use a knife that is legitimately sharp and can definitely cut yourself, but it's not very big. So this child is able to do some basic chopping, get familiar with it. And of course, above that is the almighty 8-inch chef knife. This is your go-to for any chef. I have my favorite blade. I'm looking at it not too far away, my Henkel German chef knife, stainless steel. It's just a wonderful piece of equipment that you have to keep sharp and ready. But when it is sharp, it flies through vegetables, through produce, through proteins, and just makes my life much more fun when I'm cooking. So back to level one. For Jessica, she's going to want to get good at holding the metal dinner knife and chopping the vegetable. Now, this does mean that parents, you will have to pre-chop your produce. Pre-chopping your produce, it's a little tricky to describe with this audio medium, but what you can do is take a carrot or take a piece of zucchini or a bell pepper and slice it thinly. When it's in thin strips, that's a good time to pass it over to your child to chop that into smaller pieces. And just get some used to chopping things that you already pre-cut into smaller pieces. Some other key skills besides that is they should be learning how to wash and dry vegetables, produce, bell pepper, zucchini, everything that you're cooking with. They should know a little bit about whisking, and they should know just the basics of seasoning, salt, pepper, its uses, its important elements, and be watching you as you get better at cooking. Recipes that are easy enough for beginners are, of course, the grilled cheese sandwich is wonderful. Doesn't get much more simple than that. You want to be making smoothies, blending fruits and vegetables together to make a delicious drink for breakfast. Also salads. So salads are just chopping up vegetables, and of course, making that fresh dressing from scratch. I am very passionate about people making their own dressings from scratch. Stop using those bottled dressing loaded with sugar and salt and preservatives. You literally can take 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, teaspoon of honey, teaspoon of salt and pepper. Shake that up. That's a dressing. Throw in some fresh garlic, maybe a squeeze of lemon, maybe a little Dijon mustard, make it a French style dressing. You have a wonderful dressing. And of course, some other little things that are easier, like avocado toast. Actually, we did a summer camp and I was talking with one of the parents who was telling me how her 2 kids would never eat avocados, but they took our avocado toast recipe and our caprese. We do another version with caprese toast where it's tomato and mozzarella and basil with a balsamic drizzle. And it's getting them to eat these vegetables and fruits in new ways. So that's your level one. Now, this person will benefit from a cooking class just by participating. They just need to be more aware. They need to be in the kitchen cooking with their mom or their dad, and that will get that skill going. Level two, intermediate. Level two is someone like Sarah, who's 9 years old. And I was talking with Sarah's mom, and you know, was really impressed to hear what Sarah could do. She could literally cook lemon chicken, served with mashed potatoes and a salad, and do a great job. Mom was very proud, but in the back of her eye, she looked over at the kitchen, and it was a mess. Pots and pans everywhere, countertops that were dirty, you know, garlic just reeked of everything. Like, nothing was put away, nothing was thrown away. And the arrangement was that this mom would, of course, do the cleanup afterwards, which I kind of talked to her. I'm like, no, actually, you know, you should have Sarah help out with that. She made the mess. Part of cooking is buying the ingredients, prepping it, cooking it, and cleaning up, and just cleaning up as you go. So for someone like Sarah, she benefits from culinary education because she can learn the finer elements. Now she's up. She can upgrade a little bit. She knows how to cook some proteins. But maybe she's got to learn how to do some mise en place, which is a French term meaning everything in place. I've been reading in every cookbook you will hear mise en place. I was just reading the Anthony Bourdain book, Kitchen Confidential, and he's a whole chapter about mise en place. Chefs love their mise en place. They put their chopped shallots here, their freshly grated Parmesan here, their chopped parsley here, all in easy reaching distance. So it makes cooking effortless and fun. Another thing is timing. You want your food to come out hot. When you're doing multiple dishes, it's very easy for one dish to kind of cool down to room temperature as another dish is finishing up. But when you know how to cook something, say like a steak, and as it's resting, heat up some vegetables, that's when you know you're at a level and everything comes out nice and hot, that you have true kitchen timing and understanding and organization down. So for this type of level two, you know, young child, as a level two culinary person, growing their skills. Recipes like pasta primavera with spring vegetables is a great one to make. Ratatouille, a wonderful vegetable stew. Korean style ground turkey tacos. You should be making an omelet and also kneading. You should be able to knead your own pizza dough or pasta dough and understand the basics of stovetop and baking use. At this point, the key skills are knowing food safety, how to cook raw proteins, how to season, breading, especially when you're making something like a crispy chicken milanese, you have the flour, egg, and breadcrumb stations, and also just creating a roux. A roux is when you combine a fat like butter with something like flour, and this creates, when you add liquid to it, it thickens any type of stew or base. When we make our pasta primavera or a healthy Alfredo, you use this to make that sauce go from kind of a runny sauce to a nice thick cream sauce. But it's not super creamy because of the way that you're making it. The knife skills of someone like Sarah should be using a paring knife regularly. Paring knife should be something that's good. Also learning to use the box grater. One of the most dangerous things in the kitchen, I think I see more cuts, and this is myself included, from the grater or the peeler than my own chef knife. And only if the chef knife is not sharp. You want a sharp knife. So the paring knife is something that Sarah's using regularly. Hopefully the 8-inch chef knife as well. When you're kind of in that middle ground, you can ascend to using the 8-inch chef knife. Just make sure you are gripping it firmly with the appropriate style. And also learning how to use a serrated knife for chopping things like bread or tomatoes or something like that. If you want a good place to get a knife that's basic, Smart and Final has some great industry standard knives, moderately priced. Or you can go high end and get a Japanese knife, a Henkel knife, Wustav, a lot of great brands out there. Finally, we are at level 3. So level 3 is the advanced level, and one of my students in the Kids Can Cook Inner Circle, that's our monthly coaching and culinary improvement monthly program that you take every week, you take every month, and you upgrade your skills every single week, and it's amazing. So one of our students, her name's Lindsay, she's about 10 years old, and she came into the program with definitely advanced knowledge of cooking. She had taken some of our, we used to do in-person cooking classes pre-COVID, lots of in-person. I mean, we were teaching, back in February, we were teaching 2,000 kids a week across 160 schools and parks and rec programs from LA to San Diego. And now it's all virtual, which is great. I like a lot of the elements of it, but we definitely had some crazy scale going on back in the day. And so anyway, Lindsay had taken our cooking classes before and had excelled. She'd taken, when you take 1, 2, 3 lessons, each session's about 8 to 10 classes, you've done a lot of different recipes. And so for Lindsay, what she was looking for is just to learn new recipes and advance her skills. She's got the basics down, but for her, it's about the new recipes. And this is important when you're a home cook. This is how I improve myself as well. I have to do new recipes as well that expand my knowledge. We've done stuff together like, you know, making homemade pasta, homemade sushi, learning about different types of soups and sauces, different styles of cooking from different cultures as well. You have the Japanese style, you have the Italian style, using different, everything from a wok to a hot saute pan in different ways. And the way when I was talking with Lindsay's grandmother I was speaking to, the main thing was she wanted the regularity of the cooking class. A cooking class can be as important as learning a physical fitness skill like soccer or karate or tennis. You don't just do a karate class for once a week for 8 weeks and you're done. It's a continual process. And that's what we've designed, something like the Kids Can Cook Inner Circle, weekly recipes, monthly gourmet cooking lessons, lots of materials to keep that focus, that culinary attention, that culinary skill alive. Because when you stop cooking, you lose it. This happened to me. If I don't do recipes long enough, I kind of know in the back of my head, but I gotta practice again to get up and running. So what are some more advanced recipes? Now we're talking some things that require skill because you have to chop things a certain way. You have to cook things in certain orders so they come out appropriately. So the first, one of the key recipes is, of course, my most popular recipe on all of YouTube with 380,000 views, it's kind of gotten crazy, is the cauliflower fried rice, where you are actually not cooking rice, you're cooking cauliflower that is grated and cooked to look like rice. And then you basically make a fried rice, sauteing vegetables, adding eggs, aromatics like garlic, ginger, and finishing with a little bit of a soy sauce and rice vinegar. It is so good. It takes a lot of prep to make. It can be a little messy, but when you eat this, it looks like fried rice, almost tastes like fried rice, and people are blown away. Another recipe that you're at a master or an advanced level as a culinary kid is steak with asparagus. It's timing. It's learning how to season the steak properly, to cook it to appropriate doneness, so it's not overcooked, it's not undercooked, it's nice and juicy in the middle. Resting the steak, and that is the key. When you rest that steak for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, that's the perfect amount of time to cook your asparagus in the meantime, so both come out hot and fresh, because you cannot eat that steak right when it's hot. It does need to rest. So some other examples are of dishes that require different types of layering. There's some dishes like, actually we're gonna make the Russian stew borscht, which requires literally grating, sauteing, boiling, simmering, and adding things at certain stages. Because if you add things too early, almost like a chicken noodle soup or something, if you add the chicken too early, you can cook it so much that it's dried out. You can cook the pasta so much that it's no longer al dente. There is an art to how, when you add things to a dish to bring up its complexity, to bring up its flavors. As far as key skills, this third level advanced culinary kid should know chopping, sauteing, roasting, how to check for doneness, how to know the salmon is cooked well, how to know the chicken is not pink in the middle, peeling, and more advanced things like learning how to meal plan, like hanging out with your mom or your dad in the beginning of the week and saying, what are we going to eat and how are we going to make it? Also some advanced skills like food presentation. How do you make that slice of lasagna look better? The way you plate it, a little chopped parsley at the end, some freshly grated Parmesan. It's those little things that add, take something from a $15 entree to a $22 entree. And also cleanup and mise en place are key as well. And at this point, then, as far as knife skills, this chef, this culinary kid is using an aided chef knife and can do basic chopping, slicing, the cross chop, the rough chop, mincing. He can chop an onion, knows how to curl the fingers. There's a lot of autonomy and a lot of safety and understanding. And also knowing how to use a knife safely, not gesturing with a knife. Even adults gesture with knives. This really annoys me when somebody is talking and holding a chef knife and waving their hands in the air. It's so, they do it unconsciously, but once you tell them about it, they learn, oh, the knife is either on the board or in my hand, or if you're walking with a knife, you never actually hold your knife straight up. You hold it face down, pointed to the floor. So that culinary, that child, someone like Lindsay, joins a cooking class to advance their skills, to learn new recipes. And that's what we do every single week with our monthly program. If you want to level up your culinary kid from level 1 to 2 or 2 to 3 and 3 and beyond, you need to take his or her culinary skills to the next level. And the best way to do that is to join our monthly culinary mentorship program. You get coached by me once a month in a gourmet lesson, and you get weekly live healthy dinner classes. These are currently Wednesdays and Thursdays, Wednesdays 4 to 5, Thursdays 5 to 6. You can join us at www.kidscancookinnercircle.com and take your kids to the next culinary level. Get cooking. Bye.